Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, February 16th, 2021, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. And yes, we are live, and yes, we are in studio in the midst of snowpocalypse. Whatever that means, that's the term the kids are using for this event today. Now, we need to let some people know some stuff right now. We are on a level 3 in Marion County, which means only essential workers on the road, and that's very important. And if you are an essential worker and you are on the road, drive safe. Now, on behalf of Judge Ballinger, due to the weather conditions, the Marion Municipal Court is closed today. All arraignments today, except for OVI and domestic violence cases, have been moved to next Tuesday, February 23rd. OVI and domestic violence cases shall report to court tomorrow, Wednesday, February the 17th. Also, from Judge Warren Edwards, Marion County Court of Common Pleas General Division and Marion's Historic County Courthouse will be closed today due to the Level 3 snow emergency. So there you go. Court is closed up today here in Marion. It's a rough day out there. By the way, if you were trying to call in first hour, didn't get in because you got the busy signal, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, we do want to wish Charlie Evers' wife, Jeannie Evers, a happy birthday today. Seminole birthday. One of those birthdays with a zero on the end of it. And I'm still a little nervous why this computer's ticking here in the studio. We may be off the air more than one way with this computer ticking. I don't know what's going on there. So how are you dealing with the snow this morning? Sounds like a lot of people are home who would normally be at work at this time. You're just sitting at home, watching movies, listening to the radio, I hope. What are you doing this morning? What are you missing this morning that you would normally have been out doing? You know, a lot of people in the morning have to go out and get their coffee. They have to go out and get their obviously I get my morning soda. What are people out there missing this morning? Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
I'll tell you what I'm doing, Scott. I'm listening to you. Hey, this might sound like a dumb question, but do you guys have a meter in there when you can tell that you're having more audience? I mean, more people listen to your station?
You know, there's really no way to gauge that in the studio, but I talked to the people years ago at the Nielsen company who rates all this sort of thing, and they kind of base it on social media, but they also base it on phone calls. Now, the rubric they gave me was it's 0.2% of your audience actually calls in. So when I do Family Feud, I think, wow, that's probably a very big audience.
Well, I see more people calling in. That's why they've got to be listening, you know, compared to what it used to be. And, you know, even the people I know, and I told them, and that's why I thought maybe you had a meter. You could see it when you had a lot, you know.
You know, I'll tell you something. What I have noticed is that when I am out in the public, like yesterday, for example, I was out yesterday afternoon. Somebody came up to me who and they might be listening right now, so this will, and I'm trying to remember because I know their name, but they said to me, and I haven't talked to them in a long time, said, hey, we've been listening to the station lately. And what they commented on was the conversation we were having a few weeks ago about Starbucks being a different type of a place. So, yeah, I get that a lot when I go out that they heard this, they heard that, they heard this interview. And also, I do think the Marion Star, running the articles on the Mary Ellen Withrow interview, the Mayor Schertzer interview, you know, that stuff helps. And I don't think there's any other station like this. So I think when people start listening, they don't tune out like they do music.
And, you know, before, like when WMRN, Jeff had the State Patrol on there once a week or something like that, and they come on there and they listen to that show, tell, you know, the State Patrol would tell about the laws, what you can do and what you can't do, and they would call in and ask him questions, different things, you know. And it was interesting, just like your show's interesting. You're getting a lot of things, getting pretty broad, I mean, a lot of things. Like people can call in and do a little venting and get some more comments about different things, you know.
Well, I think it's important because I think that a lot of people aren't heard sometimes, and we only hear from people who have positions in the community, and I don't think right. that's best. I think it's fine to hear from those people, but I think we also need to hear from people who don't necessarily have positions, or people who used to have positions who are retired now. I'm still interested on what they think about things.
Yeah, you need to hear from little people. I mean, what I'm saying, little, they're not the spotlight, but they are residents of Marion, and they do know a lot of things, you know. And it's interesting to listen to different people, like different parts of town, how they think.
Well, yeah, and you know, well, I'll tell you something I learned when I first got into radio, because you do have a group, and it's not, and it's a great thing to have. If you listen to any talk radio show, a lot of the people who call in are regular callers, and there's usually a big group of those. Now, that usually is not a gauge of your audience, because there are a lot of people who just listen. Like this lady who I ran into yesterday, I don't think she's ever called in, but she listens. And it's nice to talk to the, like, if I know somebody who's calling in and I have some background with them, I like that. You know, that's a radio kind of family relationship sort of thing.
And you're getting to be more known. People see you out now, and they see you in the paper, so now they can recognize you a little bit. You know, even before, I always listened to WMRN. I knew your name, but I didn't know if I could recognize you anyplace. You know, and I did. I seen you one day at Kroger's, and I did recognize you.
Well, and I
did say, "You are Scott Spears, ain't you?" You said, "Yeah."
Well, I'll tell you, one of the funniest things is, and I don't know why people think I wouldn't be at Kroger, but there is always this moment with a lot of people when I'm, you know, with them, and they recognize my voice is what happens. And they'll recognize my voice, and they'll have like this shocked look on their face, like, "Why are you here?" That's what they look like for a minute. I mean, I don't think anything of it. I mean, why wouldn't I be there? I mean, I think,
And you got a good voice, and it comes across good. You know, I can go to the parking lot, say at Kroger's or Myers or any place. I can sit in the car or truck, and I can watch people. And you know what? I get the most enjoyment just watching people, what they do. It's amazing to watch people. People are funny, you know.
Oh.
And the way they do things. And you sit there and you can't believe some of it. Like, look at this.
Oh, people watching is very, very interesting. And I think more people used to do it than do it now. Now everybody's looking at their cell phone. I hope people get back into that.
Well, you know, these kids will walk down the road, cell phones, earplugs in. I went by a couple the other day. I should have blown my horn. But I went by and I scared them bad enough, as close as I was to them. That's why they get hit. And then some people don't see people, you know?
Oh,
things are fine. I like this little cell phone I've got, but it's not my life. It's not my life.
No, where I always notice it is in the drive-through. You know, you'll notice, why aren't the cars moving? The other cars have moved. And you can always
texting.
Yep, you can always see them head down texting.
Yep. Okay, I'll get off.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. And if there's any questions you have, feel free. No question we will not broach on this particular station. 740-383-9944. And since I came in this morning, it's good to talk to you, because it was a little bit of a harrowing experience to get here this morning. But you do what you got to do. 740-383-9944. Talk radio has always been different than music radio. You know, when I started in radio, I worked at a station where there was one talk station and three music stations in the building, and they were all different stations. And the talk people always had to come in, no matter what the situation was, because talk radio, there's really no substitute. If I'm not here, you're going to hear a repeat. That's what's going to happen, or dead air. Music, if the person doesn't show up, all you're going to hear is more music. It really doesn't change all that much. But talk radio does change, and there were mornings, usually here in the Midwest, when bad snow came in, that the FM people sometimes would not show up, or they would show up late. And they could do that, because you can do that on FM radio. AM radio, talk radio, you were never really allowed to do that. You know, I speak of Jeannie Evers this morning at her birthday. You know, I remember Charlie Evers telling me many, many times that he spent the night at the radio station because he knew a big storm was coming, and he knew he was not going to be able to drive in, but you got to be on the air the next morning. You know, I thought about that last night when the snow was coming down. If the snow total had been over a foot, I mean, we have a couch here. I probably would have came and slept here last night, which would not have been the most pleasant thing in the world. See, I don't know how that would work, because I shower every morning, and I don't know. Would you sound different if you got up and hadn't showered and just rolled out of bed and rolled in here? I don't know how that would affect your morning. Not being able to go out and get a soda at McDonald's, not getting behind the wheel of the car, but I remember him telling me that he would sleep. I think, and I don't think WMRN had a couch. I think he told me he had to sleep on the floor. So, you know, radio people do stuff. I don't know if Jeff Ruth ever did that or not. And come to think of it, when I was at WMRN, I don't think they did have a couch. I don't know why they didn't have a couch there. You would think they would have something, a cot. But that's the way it goes. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. What are you doing this morning on this cold, cold, snowy day here in Marion, Ohio? 27 minutes past the hour. Anything on your mind? Remember that the municipal court is closed today. The county courthouse is closed today. We're still on a level 3 snow emergency. I don't know if Linda Sims will be in today. She wasn't in yesterday because of the snow. I would doubt it. We don't want to put Linda in danger. So I don't know if she'll be on today. Normally she would be on Tuesday, 4:10 to 5 p.m., but we certainly don't want her to risk anything by coming here. So we'll see how that goes later on today. I have a feeling today might just be one of those days where people stay home. I do believe the Adam the Computer Guy show, though, will be on today from 2:10 to 3 p.m., so don't miss that for love nor money. And again, the phone lines are open. If you have any questions, anything you want to say, 740-383-9944. We'll be on the air for about another 31 minutes here this morning. Okay, was there anything else this morning that I wanted to get into? Snow is a rough thing. You know, maybe this is why people go to Florida in the winter or go to other states. By the way, anybody who has social media, have you noticed all the pictures that people send of the warmer climate that they're in right now? You know, isn't that a nice thing? To show people, oh, I'm driving to work this morning and there's no snow at all, and the temperature's, you know, very nice, and so on and so forth. So, I guess good for them wherever they are. I don't know that I would really ever want to leave an area that had four seasons. Even though we have days like this, I like the idea that the weather is not always the same. I like that in spring, you can have one day where you have the windows open, and then you can have one day where you need to turn the air conditioner on, and then you can have one day where you need to shut the windows and still turn the heat on. I like that. I like that summer is completely the opposite of winter, that the temperatures are completely different. I like that in winter. I like when winter starts. I like the changing of the leaf, or fall, the winter, the leaf changing. I like that in winter we do have some snow. Some snow. Not today, but some snow. Today was a little much, especially since the other snow had not melted yet. But that's just me. Now, anybody else who has anything to say or any questions to ask, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We are here this morning taking your phone calls and having a good time doing it. I hopefully the computer has stopped ticking. You know, I only hear it when my headphones are out. So we'll hope that the computer has stopped ticking at this particular point. Let's see. What else is going on? You know, I'm still thinking back to the weekend when I went over to Piper Station to the real Amish country. Now, I have really never been to Sugar Creek, that area, where it... I guess that's more of a commercial Amish country. I think that's more about selling stuff, and people go over there to get authentic Amish things. I think it's a little more commercial from what I've understood from people. But the two Amish shops I was in this past weekend, there was nothing commercial about those places. They were just as you would think an Amish shop would be. It's so interesting because somebody on the radio told me about this Mary who bakes these pies and bakes this bread and does this sort of thing. And that's exactly what she does. Takes those pies right out of the oven. And it was cold Saturday. And here Mary was taking those pies right out of the oven. And the two pies that were bought that day, she just walks over to the oven. And here they are. A peach pie, strawberry rhubarb pie. It really is an amazing thing. You know what I was wondering? What do the Amish heat with? Because clearly these two places had heat, but they had a unique smell. It wasn't a bad smell in there, but is it coal? Do you think the Amish heat with coal? Or do they heat with, is there something different? I don't know. It certainly wasn't, kerosene heaters or electric heaters or anything like that. I don't know what the Amish heat with. But you could definitely, when you walked in both places, both stores that I went to that were in two different locations, they had a unique smell. And I'm not saying unique in a bad way. It was not a bad smell. It was just not something you smell every day. And I assume because it was very cold on Saturday, that's what the smell was. But I don't know what it is. Does anybody know what the Amish heat with? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think it might be coal. Go ahead, caller.
Scott?
Yes.
Amish heat. They heat with wood. They
is that wood?
Wood. Wood. They split a lot of wood, sell wood. Oh, they're resourceful. They're the real thing. You know, the rest of us don't pay attention, but they do. And, you know, they're workers. And you don't see too many Amish men, have they? Most of the ones I know, they're thin. Pretty chiseled, you know? The way of life, what they do. I give them credit all in the world. I mean, I really do, how they do things.
Now, have you ever been over to Piper Station?
Yes, I've been there. And then every week in the summer, there's an auction over there. I can't think the road name. 505, I think it is. It's out on the other side of LaRue. But I go to this auction. They sell produce. They sell everything over there. It's on... I think it's on Tuesdays, and Fridays. I know it's Friday, and I think it's Tuesday. And you can take stuff over and sell it. You, like, if you got a couple baskets of peppers, you go over, I think they take like 10% of it. So, you know, you put it in there on a consignment, and then when they sell it, the auctioneer sells it, and then you go up and you collect your money into the sale on it. It's interesting. You would be amazed to go over there and see that. That would be a story. You would be amazed.
Well, I was just so impressed with how the, because it was all women in the stores I was in, how these women are just right there. You know, they're doing their work and they're trying to get things cooked. But as soon as you say, you know, I want these pies, she walked right over to the oven and pulled them out. You would never see that in a commercial restaurant.
No, and it's just like chocolate. You want chocolate? They got chocolate. You want white chocolate? They got white chocolate. They got the stuff.
But
they're amazing. I mean, really. And I like going over there. Sometime in the summer, maybe we get together. I'd take you over there and show you.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. I was so impressed this past weekend because of the it was cold and how they were able to operate. I thought that was fascinating.
It was warm in there, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. It was plenty warm, and they were just fine. And it, they, you know, what really impressed me too, and I guess they speak Dutch to each other.
Yes.
And you know, I wonder, does any other group speak Dutch?
I don't know. When I was growing up, I was pretty Dutch. All my brothers and sisters could talk plain. I talk like a little Dutchman, you know. And I even, when I got to be an adult, I still talk a little Dutch. I couldn't even say my name exactly right. And, you know, it hurts you when you can't talk plain. And they said, oh, here, I'll grow it. Well, I have to a certain point, but I didn't. So when I couldn't say something proper or I did somebody laugh, I'd get in a fight. One thing I could do, I'd fight you because it hurt my feelings. You know, kids can hurt each other pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
You know? They make fun of you, and it hurts. I mean, you know, like, you don't know why you don't talk plain. And, you know, like I said, my brothers and sisters and everybody talk plain but me. But now, I don't care. If I don't say something right, I really don't care. You know, you outgrow things, and you know, when you're a kid, you're pretty vulnerable. If you get a pimple on your face or something, you know, it's going to ruin my looks, you know. Not the boys so much, but the girls and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that is something, as life goes on, you do end up outgrowing, because I think that self-conscious is something I think you really are more as a kid. I think it goes for a long, long time, but I think there is a point, and it's different for everybody, where you just hit a point and you say, you know, this is who I am, you can like it or not like it, and go on.
I remember in school you hold your hand up on a question. I would knew a lot of questions, but I wouldn't hold my hand up because I might not say something exactly right. And I didn't want somebody laughing or smiling or something because I don't want to go back and punch you.
Right. Well, that's, you know.
You know, kids are tough on each other. Adults are, too, sometimes. People are pretty cruel at times, you know.
Well, that's something, somebody brought that up to me yesterday, and I always find that to be a fascinating subject, that adults, in particular, they think have become more cruel as time has gone on, and I don't know what drives that, I really don't.
Well, you know, this trial was coming up, this one judge, I'm not against him, I voted for him in office, because I thought, you know, he hands down some sentences to people, and the whole bit. On the other hand, it's just like making split decisions. Now, he can understand, I think, this. It's nice when you're clean and really white, but when you make a mistake and you get scared and you say you've been drinking, now you know how that little guy feels out here that don't have nothing, and they tend to smoke more and drink more because they have not too much, and not a lot of it's on their own because they don't go forward on things. But now you understand in those shoes, it's good to be a judge if you're good and clean and if you're good and honest. But I know lots of judges and people that They're no different than anybody else. And they get behind closed doors. They do all kind of things, but you don't hear. It's kind of the close-knit thing for these lawyers around town here. Just like if you do something in this town, you better get a lawyer out of town because how things are. And, you know, I got a lawyer in this town. I got a couple of them, and I like them. But it's different. It's different. It's going to be interesting. I'll bet you this. I'll bet anybody. They'll get probation, this and that. But get this other little guy over there. I'm not against this judge. Don't get me wrong. I ain't against his wife or him at all. I'm not against anybody. But fair is fair. You know, when you sentence somebody else, think about it. It's just a different ballgame. You got different standards for different people. I think that's what I want to say.
Well, you do, and it's an interesting thing, but also, you know, I'll tell you, it does work against you in a way, because if that incident that happened to that judge had happened to, you know, Barney Smith down the street, it would not have been on the front page of the paper, it would not have been on the Columbus News,
right.
It would not have, his arraignment would not have been covered on webcams and all these things, you know, so it works for you in a way, and it works against you in a way.
But, you know, when you got the higher education, which they did, and you're professional, you got to carry yourself like that all the time. It's kind of a hard load to do at times, because I'm not against anybody letting their hair down. You know, we'll have fun and do some drinking and partying and stuff. That's great. It's, you know, we're all human beings. We're not robots. But it's just sometimes it's easy to on the lower class, say, hand them some sentences. And, you know, why do you think some of them go crazy? They don't have nothing. You know, and most of the time it's their own fault. It's our fault when we don't go and do things. It's our fault. You can't blame nobody. Don't live in an excuse world. Why I did this and why I did that. No. If you did it, I did it.
Well, you know what always amazes me? When somebody has a bad note in life, let's say they get a felony or something like that, and they go and they serve their time and they live it and they get out. Some people will even, I have heard people refer to those people. They'll say, convicted felon, blah, 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 and then they'll say their name. And I think, you know, I don't know, does that make the person saying it feel big? Are they trying to discredit the person? I don't know. You know, if somebody has an affair, do we go adulterer, blah, blah, blah? Or do we say divorced person, blah, blah, blah?
Okay, just like in this town here. Say you run for city council, okay? You better have a pretty clean record, because somebody will dig in your past if they don't like you for whatever reason. And they'll bring that up. So you did this and you did that. Maybe you did. And maybe you did it at a young age. But, you know, and then a lot of them get things expunged. You take money and you can expunge your record. You can have a clean record.
Well,
and it all comes down to money.
I'll tell you, I do believe, and obviously I am not an officer of the court or a lawyer. But to me, there are differences. Now, I'll give you an example. If somebody was running for any office, and it doesn't matter the party affiliation, but now if somebody I found out, let's say, was busted for a marijuana charge when they were 20, now that I could look past. If even somebody was busted for stealing something, you know, and it was just like, I could forgive that. Now, things I can't forgive. Now, if you are a man and you've assaulted a woman, I can't forgive that. I don't care how old you get. You know, that to me, that's the line that you can't cross. I think even if time has passed, I still think that's something you can't, that's just one of those things that is a horrible decision.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of times, too, some of these women will call the police on their husbands or boyfriends, and they'll scratch themselves. They'll do all kinds of things to themselves, and when they get there, the police always take, or the sheriff will take, the man. Always. Always. And I've seen some women do some things terrible, and they get by with it. And it's a shame. I mean, I don't know. Just like on marijuana, people smoke. You know what? I'm not a smoker. I don't smoke. People smoke marijuana. I've got some friends that smoke marijuana, and I can tell after they smoke a half a cigarette or whatever, they mellow out, and they're a lot easier to get along with. And they don't act up. They don't do nothing stupid on that marijuana. I mean, I'm not an expert on drugs, but I know I've never seen them get out of line or anything with anybody. And it just makes them feel good. And I guess it does help, you know, if you got a lot of pain. You know, if I had a lot of pain and I couldn't get the prescriptions, didn't do it, I'd sure smoke marijuana. I would.
It's an interesting thing. It really is, and I don't know where it'll all shake out in the end, but it's fascinating.
I don't make you bad, you know. I bet you back in way back when the Indians discovered corn or marijuana, think about it, how good that was. Oh my! And when they learned to build a fire and stuff, you know, how amazing that is when you think about it. We think about little simple things, but life is simple. We make it pretty difficult, the stuff we do. And we all do it. We all do it at times. Like, okay, well, I'll let you go, but the Amish do burn wood a lot.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye. And again, the phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I do want to mention, I've been telling you that today is the birthday of Jeannie Evers, Charlie Evers' wife, and I just got the word that it is okay to say her age, 80. Jeannie Evers is 80 years old today. What a nice birthday to celebrate, so we hope she has a great day out there. Now, also, we have been asked a lot about snowing, people to snow people's yards. Now, we do have some numbers here. Let's see. Here's a number, 740-692-6210. I think it says, if you need anything, give us a call or send a text. Price depends on the size. So there are some people out shoveling snow blowing. 740-692-6210. Now, I think we have another one here as well, so let's go to this one. Okay, this person says they are available. They don't have a plow, but they have a shovel and a truck. $20 to $30 depending on the work. This telephone number, 740-341-1438. So there are some options for shoveling today, or plowing, or whatever they call. I hope somebody's plowed my street. I went out and looked out the window here during the break at 9 o'clock, and you know the alley over here, people were driving down it, so it must be cleared out. So hopefully I'll be able to get over on Church Street. Because once I'm on Church Street, then I'm a pretty clear shot to get back on 95. And if I can get on 95, then I know I can get back to where I came from this morning. 740-383-9944. About 12 minutes left in the broadcast today. If you have anything to say, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Hopefully that snow information was useful to you. Now, something I do want to say very quickly here, because I didn't get a chance to do it yesterday because of the conversation we were having. You know, people are very nice. People are extremely nice, as a matter of fact. And I want to thank everybody who did call in yesterday, who said all the nice things. And, you know, I was out in the community a little bit yesterday, and people had nothing but nice things to say. Nobody said anything negative. I never got one negative comment. And as a matter of fact, I heard from a former governor of Ohio. I heard from some people here locally who have been involved in national politics. I heard from some local politicians. I heard from just a lot of people who were just very, very positive. And that's nice. I really do appreciate that, because yesterday was an odd morning, and it is an odd day when a newspaper article runs like that. So to hear from so many people, oh, and people called yesterday too. You know, I had to return phone calls yesterday to people, and they just could not have been more pleasant and more positive. And that, we talk about the negative side of people. You know, that's what you really have to look at. One negative complaint, one negative person brought in just a slew of positive people who were saying positive things. So, no matter what happens, I appreciate that. And all the people who said nice things and contacted me later in the day by email or who called me on the phone, I really do appreciate it. That was very, very nice yesterday. All right. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We're here with 9 minutes left to go in the program this morning on this snowy, snowy Tuesday morning. Oh, and you know, I didn't get to talk much yesterday either about going to Baker's Pizza this past weekend. So impressed with this place over in Bucyrus. I don't know what they do with the pizza. The atmosphere is very nice over there. There was a line out the door. I just could not have been more impressed with this pizza place. And I'm wondering why do we have a place in Marion like that? Now, we do have Tubby's, and Tubby's is kind of like a landmark for people. But Tubby's, you can't go in and sit, and there aren't servers, and that's fine. That's the way it's always been. But we have a lot of pizza places in Marion. Do we have anything in Marion to the equivalent of a Baker's where people rave about the pizza? Because I was thinking when I was over at Baker's in Bucyrus, I was thinking, you know, Little Caledonia has Dugout, which is popular and kind of thought of in that vein, kind of like Baker's. Bucyrus obviously has Baker's. I'm trying to think of some of the other places, but there are places that have these kind of special pizza places that people just flock to. Now, is there one in Marion like that? I was trying to think of one. Now, we have a lot of pizza places, but I don't know if there's one that people flock to in a great number. I don't know. Is there? I know I'm forgetting one here. It's Baker's, it's Dugout, it's Tubby's, and then there's another one kind of in the surrounding area. And I'm pretty sure I've tried it recently, which tells you where my mind is this morning, that I cannot remember. It seems to me like it was in Delaware. Now, it's not Amato's. I'm trying to remember what that place was. The kind of unique pizza place. Maybe it wasn't in Delaware. Huh. I remember when I used to work in Richwood. Boy, they had a place over in Richwood called Bert and Ernie's. Now, I've learned since then that place is no longer there. Now, I don't remember ever eating the pizza there. Now, I remember the pizza being very popular, but what I used to get when I was over there working was I used to get the taco salad, and they had one of the best taco salads you could ever get. That place over in Bert and Ernie's, over in Richwood. I don't know where you go and eat in Richwood now. It's been so long since I've been to Richwood. Very agriculture-driven community, Richwood. But nice place. People have a lot of respect in their for their properties over there and things of that nature. I also was up in the Brush Ridge area. I guess I was a lot of places on Saturday. Was in Pfeiffer Station, was over in Kenton, was over in Bucyrus, and was also up at Brush Ridge. You know, Kenton is their courthouse. For the size of Kenton, what a gigantic courthouse they have. What a beautiful structure that courthouse is in Kenton. Now, I don't know what the inside looks like because I don't know that I've ever been on the inside. But the outside of the Kenton courthouse is just something. And the community of Kenton is very interesting. Went into a few stores while I was over there and was just so impressed, as I always am when I go to Kenton, with the hospitality of people and the community in general. Now, I did see for the first time where the building now sits empty where Kroger was over in Kenton. Does anybody know why that Kroger went out of business? Had anybody heard? I mean, I'm sure it has something to do with not as many people shopping there. But did something open in Kenton that was driving people away from the Kroger? You know, I don't know Kenton well enough and don't go, you know, I don't know if there is another grocery store over there that was putting the hurt on Kroger. I don't know if there was a Save-A-Lot or an Aldi. I know a lot of these places are opening up. I'll tell you another thing. Everywhere you go now, these dollar stores, they are everywhere, and these dollar stores have done very smart things. They've opened them up in small communities. You know, these communities where you never used to see anything, you see these brand new dollar stores, Dollar General, Dollar Tree, and people can run in there and get stuff. And because it's a dollar store, it's not very expensive. You know, obviously those type of dollar stores doesn't mean everything's a dollar, but they're not usually expensive in these stores. And I just think that company, the Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, and I don't know how tied in they are, has done such a great job by opening up these stores in small communities and also putting so many locations in a bigger community. I mean, how many dollar stores do we have in Marion? I mean, we have the Family Dollar on Main Street. We have the Dollar General on Main Street. We have a Dollar General on Route 95. We have a Family Dollar on Route 95. We have a Dollar, I believe we have both of them again, Dollar General and Family Dollar, out on Delaware Avenue. Just every spot in town where you would want one. Now, is there any difference, though? See, I don't know the difference between Family Dollar and Dollar General. Now, Dollar Tree, obviously everything's a dollar. That's an easy difference to see. But what is the big difference between Family Dollar and Dollar General? Does anybody scope these out? I mean, it kind of reminds me of fast food places. You know, you have Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King. Now, essentially, they're all burger places, but there are differences. Differences in how they cook the burgers, differences in their fries. Now, is there any discernible difference between a Dollar General and a Family Dollar? I mean, I've been in both of them, and I really, to my knowledge, do not see a huge difference. I don't see a huge difference in pricing. I don't see a huge difference in what they have. I don't know. Does anybody out there prefer one to the other? Because they're so close to each other too. They all are on Main Street, Delaware Avenue, and Mount Vernon Avenue, and they're close. So I really don't know what the difference is. I never know which one to run into, because I really don't know exactly what the difference is between the two. All right, do want to mention for the final time this morning that the court, Marion County Court of Common Pleas, General Division, and Marion's County Courthouse are closed today due to the Level 3 snow emergency. It is a Level 3 snow emergency still. That has not changed as of this time. And do want to let people know on behalf of Judge Ballinger, due to the weather condition, the Marion Municipal Court is closed today. All arraignments today, except for OVI and domestic violence cases, have been moved to next Tuesday, February 23rd. OVI and domestic violence cases shall report to court tomorrow, Wednesday, February the 17th. And hopefully, tomorrow, the weather will not be as treacherous. Now, again, the Adam the Computer Guy show should be on today, 2 to 3. I don't think Linda Sims will be on today, 4 to 5, but we'll see with the weather. Hopefully, I make it home okay. And again, a happy 80th birthday today to Jeannie Evers. And, oh, also, thank the person this weekend who I spent all these trips with, going to Pfeiffer Station and Bucyrus and Brush Ridge and Kenton. It was a lot of fun. It always is when you're with a fun person, and I certainly was. For this snowy Snowpocalypse Tuesday, be careful, everybody. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The height of, you know, ceiling things and everything, the height of one time, well, two times is a big story. This, we had been into teaching us how to know how to recognize somebody's ceiling. So this woman came up, and she was walking funny, like this. And so I thought, well, something's wrong here. I think she's got something between her legs, because we had seen that before, you know, in teaching. And so I went up and bumped her, and sure enough, a turkey fell out.
You know, is there any-